Farming on Moncrief with Mairead Lavery.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. It is indeed time for our farming slot. Just though, going back, because it's kind of germane in that this happens a lot in rural Ireland. Paddy says, scrap metal is bought for cash in large scrap metal company in County Galway, sold by weight, no questions asked. Another text says, you have to ask how desperate people must be to have to take these measures, risking your life like that. I actually feel bad for these people. Well, yeah, maybe you do. But it depends, if two trains are going to crash head on into each other, you mightn't feel that bad about it. Mairead Lavery, anyway, joins us once again. Good afternoon, Mairead.
Yeah, it was good they spotted it, wasn't it?
Isn't it just? They didn't actually properly steal it, but it did cause huge disruption at the same time.
Yeah, I know we had a bunch of people coming up today from the south. From the south, and everybody was delayed with it. You know, you just don't be messing around with people's lives.
Yeah, but stealing gates and roofs
anything that moves,
it just happens. Yeah, pretty much all the time. So spending on animals now, not the animals.
Pets.
You mightn't think that it's we're gone mad spending money on pets.
We love our cats and our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
About 2/3 of households in Ireland have a cat or a dog. I don't know now which is the majority. Down the country, a lot of cats are wild. You know, they come into a place, they kind of adopt a place, especially if there's a dairy cows being produced there. And, you know, they stay around and they're good. Nobody says anything to them because they're good to chase after rats and mice. And so a cat around a dairy farm is very useful. On livestock farms, sheep or livestock and sheep farms, dogs are very useful as well. And but then, of course, you've got the whole small dogs and you've got the house dogs and you've got, you know, the nice, big, bouncy, sporty dogs. And the result of it all is that the global market for pet food is now accounts for about €82 billion, whereas what's spent on infant formula for human babies is about €69 billion.
Right,
so we are feeding our dogs an awful lot. Now, there was a time when you had two types of food for your dogs. Mm. Like when our twins were little small ones, rather than having to make three dinners every day, there was two choice of dinners. It was either black dinner or white dinner. So black dinner was beef and lamb and white dinner was fish and chicken. And that was it. They never heard the words. It was either black or white in the story. But in the past, dog food was either wet or dry.
Mm.
So you got a big bag of nuts, basically. And if you were very generous with your doggy, you put a load of milk in on top of them. And then you got the Pedigree Chum or the own brand tins of meat, which were wet meat or wet food. So they were basically the two choices. But anyway, that was like Ireland in the 1950s, you know, very monochrome, very one coloured. Whereas now we have all sorts of wonderful things being offered to dogs. And the thing about them is that we're prepared to pay anywhere between 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 times per unit cost for what we pay for dog food and cat food than we are for human food. On direct one-for-one comparison.
That's mad.
It is mad. It's absolutely mad. Now, I think around the ploughing, I discovered this thing called kitten milk. And I talked to you about it before. So it's in Tesco. It's 200 mils. And it's selling at 109 for the 200 mils. So if you actually litre that up to, you know, that multiply that by 5 to get you the full amount, you're talking about €5.50 for the kitten milk versus 75 cent for a litre of human milk. Mm. Well, not human milk, of milk for humans. So that's Tesco down there. You can also get you can get their 200 mil goat milk, goat's milk. It sells for 99 cents. That's the equivalent of €4.95 for a litre versus the 75 cent for milk for human consumption. When you look at meat, now this is where it's really gone off the stratosphere. A 60 gram packet of Whiskers Temptations, 60 grams with beef, sells for €1.89. Now it's made from about 40% beef plus other animal byproducts. But it equates to a whopping €31.50 a kg. That's almost 3 times the cost of sirloin steak, which Tesco sells for €12 a kg. So, say that again. 60 grams of the Whiskers Temptations, 189. It's made from 4% beef? Or I'm not sure now. Was it 4 or 40% beef?
Yeah.
But it's made from... Actually, it's only 4% beef.
Yeah.
4% beef.
I was surprised by the 40,
yeah.
I must say.
And other animal byproducts. So there's a lot of other animal byproduct in it, whatever that is. So it actually is €31.50 a kg when you multiply it up. And you can get your sirloin steak in Tesco for €12 a kg.
Well, do they not give pets scraps anymore? Is that gone now?
Well, I don't. It's not maybe a balanced diet. So, but anyway, that's it. That's what's then. You can also, it's four times the price of lean steak mince. That sells at £7.58 a kg. But this dog food, when you kg it up, when you multiply it up from the grams, £31.50. A bag of lamb strips for dogs. Now, they're made from, it's actually made from 50% lamb and chicken, duck and pea protein. Now, it sounds kind of tasty, doesn't it?
Mm.
So it sells for €2.69 for 80 grams. That's the equivalent of €33.63 a kg. And you can buy a shoulder of lamb for €7.25. You can buy a leg of lamb for €15, €16. You know, well, it depends on the size, bigger leg of lamb. So there you go. Nearly twice the size or twice the price. So, you know, it seems like ridiculous. Pork, you can get a 95 gram single sausage for €2.49. That's the equivalent of €26.30 a kg. And a full packet of Clonakilty sausages for human consumption is €5.50 a kg. So people are out there and they're spending €26, the equivalent of that, for a kg of pork single sausages for their little doggies or their little kittens. And they won't even think of spending a fifth of it on themselves. Or they'll be complaining about spending it.
Mm.
Because like one of the big rants is that food is too expensive. But how is it too expensive when you've actually all this going on? Now, it's not just that they're...
But the markup on that must be extraordinary. Because it's not like...
Because the
quality.
Content...
Yeah.
The content is the lowest common denominator. I mean,
yeah.
Talk about the scraps you pick up off the floor.
Mm.
Now, again, I'm waiting to be corrected on that and maybe I will be. But there's also then the rise in the whole superfoods market. And so these are really aimed for your kind of, you know, to improve the intellect of your dog or, you know, its agility or whatever it is, you know, that you want to improve. And there's an Irish company now, and fair dues to them, Irish Dog Foods. They're down in Kildare and they're owned by the Queeley family, which are well known in the whole meat business. But they have products including chicken burgers with spinach and kale. Sounds nice.
Mm.
Yeah. Nature bars made with chicken, quinoa and oat flakes, and treats made from chicken, sweet potato, carrots and pumpkins. So this
well,
is...
Well, a lot of humans can't afford that kind
well,
of food.
Well, I know, exactly. So 100 grams, you see, it's the little portions. They're selling them in single portions.
Mm.
And again, back to your sustainability argument, look at all that bloody packaging.
Yeah.
So a 100 gram bag of these little treats sells for about €2.50. That's €25 a kg for a product. You know, that's just like a little treat, €25 a kg. It's more than beef, lamb, any sort of meat for human consumption.
So, and it's
about, yeah, it's about four times the price of chicken, which sells at about €7. So it's a huge and growing market, though. That's the thing about it. There's the two Irish companies that are involved, the Irish Dog Foods and C&D Pet Food above in Longford.
Right.
Which is now owned.
Is that the Albert Reynolds
old
place?
Yeah, yes. So it just shows he was well ahead of his time.
Oh, no, he's cute.
But anyway, that business is now owned by Larry Goodman and the ABP Group.
All right.
So they're the two who have the market share in this country.
On farms at the moment, is it
busy?
Mood for love.
Mood for love, yes, yes. Particularly, well, it's right across the animal kingdom. It's the mood for love is on at the moment. But in particular now, the sheep scent side of things. And, you know, you think it's kind of perfectly simple and all the rest of it. But it's not, because you have to make sure. Like, we bought two rams at home now. We don't need two new rams. But if we bought one ram, it would possibly end up with trouble, because he'd have to go in with the other four fellas. And they might pick on him and fight with him, and he'd be lonely, and he'd be down at one end of the field and they'd be up at the other end of the field, and he wouldn't get on with him. So we ended up having to buy two. So the two rams stick around together. They're gradually, because we're feeding them together, concentrate feed, they're gradually getting to know each other. They're getting kind of to stand closer to each other. But when we got them in first for the first couple of weeks, they were at the opposite end of the field to each other. But at least if we got one, he could have been attacked by the other four. But yeah, two of them would stand up.
Right. Yeah.
So it's simple things like that. It's also, you know, last winter when you were lambing down the yows, you discovered you had two lambs and only one teat on the yow because the other one had been mastitis. And you need to cull those yows, you know, fatten them up and that's it. They've done their job on the farm. Because the worst thing is having lambs born and there's no teats or anything like that there to look after them. And so you need to look at, you know, it's all about no more for humans than for animals. It's all about body condition and, you know, how you are. And if they're too thin, you need to kind of fatten them up and you've only got a few weeks to do it. And if they're too fat, you need to slim them down and you've only a couple of weeks to do it. So you've got to keep an eye on all of that and watch it. So sheep need to be in the yard regularly now and to be checked for everything, that everything is right and that they've good feet, that they've no sore feet, nothing as bad as that.
Yeah.
And particularly when it comes to your rams.
Yeah.
At this time of the year, rams are useful for about 5 weeks of the year. The rest of the time, they're sitting on their backsides doing absolutely nothing.
It's great to be a ram altogether.
It is.
And so, and when it comes to the actual mating, is that kind of parcelled out or you just let the rams in to work?
You let them in to do their own thing. Yeah, yeah. And that's it. Now, if you want, maybe you could separate, say, yow lambs or, you know, they would be what? They'd be a year and a half old now. Those they'd be their first time going in lamb. They could be separated into a separate bunch. You might want to just keep an eye on them. But so, you know, the simple thing with the rams, their feet is, again, the most important thing and that they're in good working order and in good condition. And, you know, this kind of weather, like we've had very wet, heavy weather and you just have to keep a watch on them. No, it's a good time of the year. You know, it's a new beginning.
Time to be active.
Time to be active.
Going back to pet food, don't forget there's 23% VAT on pet food, says Pat. It's classed as a luxury. Kathy says, we got two cats and a dog. Jay's that cost me a small fortune. One cat has kidney disease and is on three medications and two types of special food. It's a rescue cat and I thought they were bulletproof. Well, you know. I suppose the clue's in the name rescue. I had to do some rescuing.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, it's like let people feed what they want to their cats or their dogs for that matter. It's the difference in what they're prepared to pay for food for themselves. You know, people consider sirloin steak maybe expensive or mince or chicken expensive. But in actual fact, what they're feeding their pets is 5-7 times more expensive.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Murray, thanks a million for coming in to us. Murray de Lavery from the Farmers Journal there. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.